This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Wind, blowing snow, and icy road conditions are partly to blame for the three rollovers and two jackknife semis on I-90 and other roadways in the county, with three of those incidents in less than 2 hours between 10 a.m. and noon on Wednesday. Thankfully, no serious injuries in any of those accidents. Two of the wrecks occurred on I-90 near Gillette, while the others were on South Highway 59 and Highway 50, the latter of which forced the roadway to be closed for several hours to clear a semi that had jackknifed around noon. The two officers who shot and killed a man in January have been cleared of any wrongdoing. Thursday, Park County Attorney Brian A. Skorick stated in his report that Officer Patrick Totsky and Lieutenant Jason Marcus had reasonable cause to believe they were in immediate danger and were justified in using deadly force. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Irene Gakwa is still missing. The Kenya native was reported missing by her brother on March 20th. The man Irene had been living with is now considered a person of interest, as he has not been cooperative with the police. There are leads in her case, one of which indicates she might have been taken by a vehicle to a rural area, mine site, or oil and gas location. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Gillette Police Department. More Easter egg hunting this weekend. The Kiwanis Club of Gillette will have its annual hunt at 10 a.m. tomorrow at Kiwanis Park. The Easter Bunny and pal Carrot will be there. And on Sunday at the American Legion Hall, egg hunts begin at 9:30 on the park grounds across from the hall. There'll also be a spring carnival upstairs in the Legion building.